Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal Intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Oh my goodness, we're here again, friends. That's it. It's that time. It's Positivity Party Radio time. This is the perfect hour of the day to just pull up your seat. You know, I always say that. Get comfy, grab your favorite beverage. It's time to check out from the daily grind. Today, you are in for something special. I'm completely honored and I can't wait to introduce our guest because there are, you know, and in this time right now, I feel there's a lot of heaviness going on. We're having a super moon. People are not sleeping. They're just kind of getting a little distracted from really the bigger vision, right? The bigger picture. And I love that phrase. My son said that to me the other day. He said, I have a mentor who has the bigger vision. He's showing me the bigger vision. So I love to surround myself with people like that. And I follow in their footsteps because they have things to share. There are people walking around us that have things to share. They've been there and done that, but they've done it in a special way. And today we're going to visit with Dr. Pat Basile. I am I'm beyond excited. It's lessons to live your life full out because you're here. You're here to shine brighter. You're here to do special things, achieve more. You are absolutely entitled and deserve to live life full out. And I don't see enough of that happening with amazing people. People are kind of hanging out. You know, they're hanging out in the background. They're waiting to see if it's the right time. They're waiting for this, when I get that. And really, time goes by so fast. And your job is to have this epic life. That's it, is to create an experience that gives you goosebumps, right? That really gets you up. So I'm super blessed and I'm really amazed to have her here with me because I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for her, if it wasn't for her mentorship, if it wasn't for her teaching me and bringing me into this radio world where we get to talk about positive things. And that was our connection from the get-go, was that word positivity and wanting to make it a better world for those around us and getting to go along for the ride as we do that. So today we're going to go into deep questions. We're going to dive into her intuition, her positivity, how she overcome, how she really looks at adversity and what that has meant for her. So I hope that you stay with us for this hour because it's going to go by fast. I'm just telling you right now, when we get together and we start talking, we talk really fast. We go through things. We set off fireworks. It's incredible. And just to give you, I could go on for a very long time, but the thing about Dr. Pat is she really is a leader in the field of human potential, your potential. She's the host of the Dr. Pat Show. She is what we're really calling, she's taken this thing called metaphysics, if that's new for you, just hang in there, it's coming, and mainstream communication. We've taken technology and really made it a way where we can all connect at a deeper level. So that's what I think I love the most. Beyond her recognition and her awards in so many areas, I'm just mostly personally honored that she would be here with us today because I got to learn from the very best. And so with that, please help me welcome Dr. Pat Basile to Positivity Party Radio. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Oh, this is so fun. Thank you so much. What a great introduction. I'm really excited to be here. And I have to pinch myself some days. I don't even know how I got here, to be honest with you.
Well, we get to retrace those steps a little bit.
Oh, there we go.
You know, I love when someone you know, I'm just happy to be here. Like, you're just, I think you're such a great example to people, because there's a lot of people that are struggling right now, unfortunately. You know, I feel like this is the greatest time to be alive. We have so many opportunities, so many resources, and we know so much more, and it's available to us just to go out and get it, than ever before in our history. And yet there's a lot of people that are struggling. They feel like they're maybe behind, or they're not living their purpose, or they're having a difficult time figuring out why they're here. And that's why I love that you're here with us, because I feel like you can help them kind of, you know, plan their steps, get their footing, and realize that, that every step of the step of the journey is part of the overall, the bigger picture. So I'm guessing, was this always your vision? Or I love to walk a little bit through time, you know, with people who have really accomplished amazing things. So help us kind of retrace a little bit. Where did you start? Did you ever feel like, what am I doing? Where am I going? Or was it always clear? Because I think that would really be helpful for listeners who are, you know, maybe in that stuck place.
Yeah. Well, you know, shocking news flash. I'm still not clear. you know, I'm still not clear. And, you know, why is that like a shock to many of you listening to the show? Well, you know, here's what I learned somewhere along the way to being with you here today. What I learned along the way is the minute that we give up living in the question, it's the minute that we give up the living in the world of possibilities. Mm. All right. So let's talk about this for a hot second. Positivity. All right. So if you want to really figure this out, if you go online and you look at positivity, right? Just the word. Do you know that to this minute, to this day, to this year, there are people arguing over whether or not it's actually even a word? Yes. There's so much emphasis on this that we're arguing over whether this is even a word. The first known use of the word positivity is in 1659. Like 1659. Yeah. I don't want you to be confused. Not 1959, right? 1659, if you want to know. But the point is what? The point is that it's not just a word. It's a vibe. So, okay, in the world of psychology, and we live in, why did I choose positive radio? Well, you have to be at the opposite end of that. And in psychology, there isn't a whole lot of information. We got some studies coming out now, but here's the deal. I was reading an article about positivity, and it's not even an argument about an argument. It's not even reason. Here's what it is. Whining, griping, and complaining, positivity in the negative. That's actually a research project. So the positivity and positive psychology is so hard to even, you know, trying to wrap our minds around, that the best way we get at it is to look at the opposite or the contrast. That's really been my life. My life has mostly been the contrast. But the question really is that you asked me, when did I get clear? Mm. And I have to tell you that if I go back early on, even as a child, I got really clear that I was really not very good at paying attention to orders. Not good at it. You know, when I was not supposed to cross the street as a five-year-old living in the Bronx and go hang out on the handball courts with the guys across the street, I never really paid attention to that. So why is that? Because at an early age, I picked up on a vibe. What was the vibe I picked up on? I picked on the vibe of happiness, fun. There's a vibe to positivity. And I want to say that there's this master plan that I had, but what if we just followed the vibe? Mm. What if we could just follow that vibe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I got to say, that's actually what I become really good at. I become really good at following the vibe. But the vibe hasn't always shown up in the way that I thought it would. And I'll just say that where, you know, your show and what you're doing here is really saying that positivity isn't just a vibe anymore. It's really a choice for us. So when I read this article, whining, griping, complaining, positivity and the negative, a big research project, I got to say that I think, Nicole, you kind of have, you know, you kind of got the information on that before, like, somebody sat down and put together a full year plus of research to say, oh, guess what? That's positivity in the negative. But the journey has to start sometimes with experiencing the negative part of it. I just think that when you get into a zone and you say to yourself, wow, this feels so good, so comfortable, then the next step is learning how to accept that and go with the flow on that, right?
Oh, I agree with you. Contrast is clarity. I've always said that. You know, I love the what I don't like, what isn't working, because it automatically makes me spin and say, this isn't it. You said, I love the happiness and the fun, and I was drawn to that. And, you know, at some level, it made sense. Like, there was no question about it, is what I got from you. The conviction of, it just naturally drew me in. I went to where it was fun. I went to where the vibe was good. I went to where I felt happy. Now, on the negative side, let's talk about, and I think, you know, even when we come back from break, I would guess, because I've experienced it myself, while it makes sense to you, it doesn't always make sense to those around you. Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. And so sometimes people are like, what are you doing? That's not what you should do. Or I would just bet that because you're so naturally tuned in to that, you said, I followed the vibe. Is that something that you felt that those around you did not always support? And, you know, and how you dealt with that. I think when we come back from break, we're going to into that a little, because I know that people are listening right now. Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I know, but what's fun, what's happy, what feels good, it doesn't make sense sometimes. Like, I, in my mind, I think no. And then I hear from father, mother, sister, friend, husband, wife, what are you doing? Like, that, why are you, you know, what, you should be working, you should be, get a job, go to school, do this. And I have that even in some of my own personal circles. So we're going to go off to break, and you're listening to Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. Our guest today is Dr. Pat, and she is going to, again, lead us into this, this better vision and explain some powerful things she's been working on. And you just want to stay tuned, because we're going to be right back with so much more. All right. Thanks so much.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Okay, we are back. We're back on Positivity Party Radio. Let me say that again. We're back on Positivity Party Radio. That means it's real stuff because Dr. Pat said positivity, that there's actually people arguing over whether it's even a word, but she said something that I think we need to highlight and restate. And she said, it's not a word. It's not just a word. It's a vibe. And what you're listening to, what you're feeling as you listen to this show tonight is a vibe, right? It's pulling you into the vibe. Like she said, she followed the vibe, the happy, the fun, the joyful, the what felt good. This is not fluff talk here. This isn't a made up thing. What you feel is real, right? And we forget sometimes that like she was explaining that it didn't always come in this perfectly wrapped, you know, cute as a cupcake little way of presenting life, that sometimes it came in the very opposite way. It came in contrast, and contrast is clarity. That is really where you get an opportunity to say, what do I really want? If this isn't what I want, what do I really want? And we were just talking on break. She said, this is about what the choices are and how it affects our life. So Dr. Pat, I'm going to bring it back to you and say, sure, with this contrast, with this follow the vibe and the happy and the way it always seemed to naturally pull you in, was everybody always on board? Like, what did you experience in some of your, maybe give us an example of a time when you said, I don't know, it just feels right, right? If it feels light, it's right. And you went with it. Even though maybe to other people or maybe even to your own mind, it was like, what? But it just felt like mm-hmm. the right thing to do. Can you give us an example of that where people could relate to some of your mm-hmm. stories and your experience?
Well, you know, first of all, let me say my life has been a life of, and still is at some level, a life of extremes. Mm. And I think, you know, today I'm more in the middle of things. I'm really more neutral about things. And I like being in that place of neutrality, which is otherwise known as peace. And so what do I mean by that? Well, you know, if you want to take a look back or a snapshot in time about me, you know, I'm a girl from the Bronx. I grew up in the projects. My mother committed suicide when I was 6. I was homeless at 17. So let's just stop there. If you just kind of stop right there and you try to fill in the blanks, all of the stuff in between, you know, dad remarries very shortly thereafter, family disowns him. I mean, if you want to go into that, right, and you start to look at that, what is it that you discover? Well, you discover at a very young age what pain feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it about that level of pain and contrast that helps you? You know, there's an expression and it goes something like, my stepmom was from the South and she was always full of these. And it's like this expression that says, well, you know, you can only go up. And, you know, when you're at that place at a very young age, the question really is correct. I mean, can you only go up? Yes and no. But the thing that I think I discovered is I discovered what was not that. You know, I discovered along the way, many years, decades and decades, what was not that. And the way that I discovered that was not on my own. See, I discovered that through the kindness and of other people. That's how I discovered it. I discovered it through the kindness of, let's say, a hotel manager when I was 17 years old and I was sitting in my car, you know, with no gas in my car, just fumes, my little Volkswagen Beetle. And I saw a flashing sign at the Greenbrook Motel across Route 22. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking nothing. Intuitively, I just turned my car on, somehow got across 22, pulled in the parking lot, walked in and said to the guy, I got to tell you something. I don't have any money to pay you, but I need a room. If you don't give me a room, what's going to happen to me is I'm probably going to spend the night with my friends. That's not a place I really want to be. And he turned around. I thought he was walking away. So I started to walk out and he wasn't. He was turning around to get a key to a room. So that's an angel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's an angel, but I had to take that first step. And so what is the bridge between negativity or negative experience and positivity and positive living? See, the bridge is really hope. And the minute that we give up hope, then the scales kind of tip, right? Hope is this thing in the middle. I also grew up on the seesaw, and that in New York City is next to the monkey bars. And it's this thing that you get to go up and down on. And it only works though, if you're up and down and the kid across the way from you, it weighs the same amount that you weigh. That's the only way that thing works.
Yeah.
All right.
Flashing
so
back.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. That works really well if you're even weight. If you're not even weight, it doesn't work that well. So what do? If you're a kid in New York and your friend, Vito, who lives three doors down from you, it's probably about 50 pounds heavier than you. And Vito wants to play with you. And you get on the other end. And Vito thinks it's a really good idea because he's going to be on there and he's going to hold you up in the air and you can't get off. That is an unbalanced scale. We go through life and there are many, many, many unbalanced scales. But what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? We could either figure out how to balance that scale. And what would be a way to balance that scale? Well, if you take a positivity look, then what you say is, wow, rather than two kids playing on a seesaw, let me go get my buddy Pasquale over here. And Pasquale and I can get on one end and Vito can be on the other end. And now we got three kids instead of two that are playing. That's the difference between whining, complaining, seeing yourself hanging up in the air, right? With losing all your power to a kid that lives three doors down from you, or making sure you're smart enough not to get on the scale with Vito because you know how it's going to end up without your buddy Pasquale. What has this got to do with positivity? It has to do with the choice. It has to do with the things we learn in life. So, you know, that lesson right there that I told you about, I have many before that, but that little deal right there with the hotel manager, I never forgot.
Down to the name of the hotel, the color of the sign, right?
Yeah, the color. Because it was like something at a psycho, psycho right there. But I never forgot it. The question is, what am I going to do with it? Now, my life didn't really get a whole lot better after that. I did get a job. I was able to pay him back. I did go to work for the phone company, and I met angels all along the way. So to answer to your question, did I actually see this coming? Not really. How many other, what do we call them, setbacks did I have to overcome to get here? Well, here's the deal. If I look at them as setbacks, I'm never going to get here.
Absolutely.
If I don't look at them at all, I have a chance of getting here. But if I somehow have the wherewithal to stop and say, that job that I just got fired from after 24 and a half years isn't really a job that I got fired from. If I'm not even hearing my boss yell those words to me at all in 1992, if I'm not really hearing that and I stay quiet enough as this woman is screaming at me because I refuse to fire a woman 1 month away from a 30-year pension because now I'm a big-time executive in HR at AT&T. And I look in the mirror one day and I say, ma'am, this is just not the seesaw ride I thought it was going to be. See, right? Because it's not only about being on the seesaw for yourself. It's how are you going to play with others on the seesaw? And you, so here's here's the takeaway. Takeaway is real simple. It's how are you going to play in life to make sure you're helping others keep a balance? What are you going to pay forward? That day my boss is firing me led me on a journey because all I heard was a voice that said, make sure Columbia University still has your application. See, because if you can hear that voice, even though you don't know that you're going to end up here talking with you today on this thing that's called radio, as a kid that was a teenager that stuttered, if you can't hear that voice, you might as well jump off the high end of that seesaw.
You got that right. And you have to trust that voice because that's the other thing. The voice is there. The voice is always there. It's always talking, always guiding, always encouraging you. There's so many things that you touched on to keep the hope. And really, you said a powerful statement about losing all your power. And I was just walking with a friend this weekend and she said, you know, I think we really forget how powerful we are. And that power comes from realizing that you have choices. You could have sat in that car all night. You could have went back with your friends. You could have said, you know, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. How did I wind up here? You could have asked a lot of different things and went in a totally different direction. And instead, you took action on something that just it just made you move. And you stayed with that. It's you're right. Like you have to take that first step. And I think the first step is sometimes not always action, but deciding to take action that, hey, wait a minute, I need to remind myself here, I have power, I have choices, I have options. And when we come back, we're going to talk about where that those choices, even the ones that didn't feel good in the moment, that led you in a totally, like you went into work that day thinking, this is what today's going to be like. Oh, no, it's not. Actually, I'm going this way. I'm not even going to be here by the end of the day. I'm taking different steps because it's about principles. It's about values. It's about what I stand for. And it's also about the universe says, I need you somewhere else. I'm going to make it so uncomfortable for you here that you have to move because your purpose is calling. You're needed somewhere else. There's people that are going to need you at a higher level. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about that. Again, you're listening to Positivity Party Radio. This is Nicole Eisler, your host, and I am just goosebumps head to toe with Dr. Pat as she's just sharing her experience, her insight, and more to come when we talk about her launching the Transformation Network and the expansion, love the word expansion, of Transformation Radio. We will be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
So we're back on Positivity Party Radio. You're here with Nicole Eisler. I have the honor and pleasure and goosebumps of being here with Dr. Pat. And we're really, you know, we're talking about positivity, but I think we're talking about obviously something bigger, something deeper, a consciousness, a higher awareness of daily choices, of how life unfolds for you and gives you not just like, you know, dump something at your feet, right? It gives you something and says, here, what do you want to do with this? And that's where your creativity comes in. That's where your passion comes in. Your ability to take a step back and say, what am I going to do with this? What opportunity is this creating for me? And how do I make something out of this? And also, she also pointed out something, which is why we're all here together, which is why we have a party every first and third Tuesday of the month, because we do this together. There are angels among us, right? And Dr. Pat is really one of them, because when I was asking from above, you know, help me reach more people. I want to connect people that have this passion, that have this higher desire to live this brighter life, to make a difference and make an impact. And I'm not kidding. Within days, I got the phone call asking if I wanted to be a party host, asking if I wanted to be a radio host, but it is a party host. And we started working together. And as soon as I connected with her energy, I just realized, like, this is one of my people. Like, she gets it at that level that I don't have to explain. She just gets it and understands it. And now I really want to go in and help our listeners see your vision. I want to paint a picture for them of what, because when I say Transformation Network and, you know, an expansion of Transformation Radio, I feel the vibe. Like it's something really good. But paint us a picture of what, how did that vision come to you? How was it downloaded? Where did it, you know, was it, you hear different stories. I just, you know, paint us a picture and bring us into that vision with you.
Yeah. Well, first, let me say that you don't get here as someone on an island. I'm surrounded by an incredible team of people. As a matter of fact, they're so incredible. You probably don't know, because they wouldn't tell you, that this is an award-winning team. You know, this is a team that won an award, best team, out of 1,200 other international teams.
Wow.
But you're never going to hear that, because they don't talk about it. As a matter of fact, I went off to get the award from New York, right, and bring it back. And I was like, oh, look at the award. And they're like, oh, okay, all right. And, you know, went on their day. But here's why this is important. You know, I'm not a radio person. that's not my background. I mean, I worked in the telephone company starting pushing a mail cart at 17 years old. I mean, my high point in the early years of my life is I learned how to play table tennis and still play today. But I did get to achieve things there from the help of other people. Now, I wish I could give all of you business people that are listening and saying, yeah, tell us about the business and the strategy. Here's what I want to say to everybody out there, that those of us that have business degrees as well. Here's the deal. What you don't know in that MBA program, what many of us didn't find out in that program, was there's something kind of cool called intuition. Now, there's business intuition. And here's what I want to share with everyone. When you dial a wrong phone number sometimes, you might want to stop before you hang up and say, aha, I wonder why I dialed that phone number. Because in 2003, that's what I did. I dialed the wrong phone number. And I dialed into an internet-only radio network, and within 10 minutes, I pulled out a credit card, and I bought an hour of internet-only airtime. Now, 2003, you did not own your smartphone. There wasn't Wi-Fi everywhere. None of that was happening.
Right.
3 months later, Seattle station where I live, somehow found out about the show, which was not called the Dr. Pat Show. And offered me 5 days a week. Why? Because they had a very unusual event. Five-day top time spot came available. Guess what? Pulled out my credit card, bought 5 hours a week. Turned into 14 hours a week. Today, I still do 11 hours a week of radio on the Dr. Pat Show. Why? Why did I do that? Well, I was at a really low point in my life. I graduated from studying the consequences of broken promises, did research on it, postdoctoral research, won awards on it, and was so depressed. You try studying broken promises for 8 years and see how you feel. And I was floundering, and that's really what my higher power had show up for me. So, that's not new for me. I've learned about intuition, but I got to tell you something, Nicole, that when you decide to do that in life, you might have a few hundred people around you thinking you lost your mind.
You're doing what? Right?
Well, why would you pay a radio station when you're supposed to be going working from some big consulting firm making a 7-digit salary? What the heck are you doing? Sometimes the heart doesn't give you the logic that your friends want you to have. So I started to doubt myself. And within 3 months after that, I came down with a mystery disease. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There actually wasn't anything else I could do with buy airtime. And I changed the whole direction of my life. And I said, I'm not going to do radio this way. I'm going to do what I like to call the vibe of thrive. The listeners changed the show name only because Benny and the listeners started to tease me and said, Dr. Pat, Dr. Pat. I didn't tell anybody it was Dr. Pat. I'm a girl from the Bronx. I actually, by the way, I didn't even know I was Dr. Pat. And that's what happened. And one day somebody called in and said, have I reached the Dr. Pat show? And I said, yeah. Oh, good. Called the website designer, changed everything. And by the way, Nicole, that's how Transformation Talk Radio was born. I was helping a guy launch his network. He disappeared, wrote a bad check, and the station owner called me and said, you got to start a network. 2009, I pulled out a credit card, I started a network, and 3 months Transformation Talk Radio was up. Now, how do we get from there to launching one of the largest positive talk radio networks that's going to be in the world here in January? 11 unique stations, technology that doesn't even exist in broadcasting yet. How are we doing that? Well, we're not radio people. We're people that listens and has listened to over 6,000 guests, thousands of listeners, hundreds of hosts in what they really want to achieve in the world to create a better world. And we happened to have programmers that showed up just the way the network did. Our original group of programmers disappeared. And new programmers showed up and said, start over and let's do it right. So when January comes, we're going to be inviting millions of people who want to tap in to messages. And our tagline is conversations to create a better world. That's what it is. How are we doing it? We're following our heart. And the right people are showing up, just like you showed up. The right people that want to join in. People and listeners that say, wait a minute, I want to listen to that podcast on positivity. I want to just say something to you. There is a vibe, and that vibe, we get to choose what it is. Here's what it is. This level of accelerated expansiveness, which is our theme, that is the DNA of abundance. Accelerated expansiveness, it's the DNA of abundance. Positivity rules for one reason and one reason only. Because in a nanosecond, that positive vibe, that positive thought can wash away decades of negativity.
Absolutely.
All right, newsflash, are you ready? This is not me sitting here, you know, being all crazy. All you need to do is Google Martin Seligman's research. Martin Seligman. All you need to do is check out Martin. Martin did something so extreme. Are you ready for this? On positivity. That he said, wait a minute, positivity affects your health. What did this dude do? I didn't think this was ethical. Are you ready for this? He took optimist and he took pessimist. You ready? And he injected them with a virus, like a real virus, like a flu, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what ethics board he went to. But to measure the immune system response, what they found out was optimist had a stronger immune response. And what else did he do? Performance. He took optimist and pessimist and he brought them together. And he said, how are you going to perform? Optimistic salespeople sold 37% more policies than pessimists. So if you don't really believe me, try it and see how the money in your bank account improves and grows. See how you attract more friends and loved ones. See how you step out in the world, you're healthier. And by the way, you live longer, because that was another study he did. So separate it, fact and fiction, and that's what you got.
There's so much. We need to go back into that. But before we take a break, you just know, obviously, if you're listening on Positivity Party Radio, Dr. Pat isn't far away. But just can you tell them when your show is?
Sure.
When can they find you? Because I think they're, you know, obviously, if they're not familiar with you, I don't know how. But
sure.
If that's possible, when can they find you on the air?
It's easy. You can go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com. And what you're going to see there is you're going to see a number of shows, archives, but I'm generally on Monday through Friday, 10 to noon Pacific time. However, if you go to Transformation Talk Radio, all of us are on. If you want to hear my show specifically, just go to drpatshow.com. And all you need to do is search on my name, look at the archives. But if you don't want to do any of that, just Google Dr. Pat and boom, there you go.
And there you are. All right. So yeah. We're going to go off to break. We're talking about the DNA of abundance. Do you see where we started and how deep we've gone? This is awesome. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air.
We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh, goodness. This is Nicole Eisler, and you are here on Positivity Party Radio. We have Dr. Pat here today, and we're talking about, really, what are we? We're talking about so many things, but it's all part of the bigger vision. There's so many. That's the thing about positivity. It's layers, right? It's layers. It's putting pieces together. It's finding and connecting with the right people. And you know, an interesting thing before I have a burning question I want to ask you about, but you said something about intuition, and you were talking about when it began and the radio and the wrong number. And sometimes we do, right? We kind of skip over a little detail that doesn't seem important, but it was so pivotal for you, and your plan didn't, because I find that people get frustrated in their big dream. You know, they can see it, they can feel it, they want it. I just know it. It's so true. Why isn't it happening? And it's been like a week. And I wanted to point out that the whole thing is a big dream. It's all part of, it's a process, not an event. You talked about starting in 2003, then you mentioned 2009. This is a long, but throughout there's moments, I am sure, that felt like, wow, what is going on here? This is something bigger. Wow, what is? And then there were probably times that felt, what is going on here? And yet, I feel like positivity is really, it's us, right? It's how we show up in life. It's not a something that we go get or a way to, it's just, but I do get the question a lot from people. So I'm going to ask you, they'll say,
okay,
I love it. Things are going really good right now. You know, I'll have a client show up to a call and I can just tell their vibe is on. They are just on. And they're like, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love it. But I can feel the next part of their statement and question is, how long is it going to last though? Because once I'm afraid the other shoe is going to drop, it's good. I love it. But is it possible? Can it possibly last? You know, what's your take? How do you look at that question and that scenario there?
Yeah, I often get the question. As a matter of fact, I got the question, you know, quite a bit since starting the radio show. But, you know, it's interesting. I said during the break, I said, you know, the only people that worry about the other shoe dropping are the people that, you know, don't remember to put both shoes on. You know, if you have both shoes on, then there's no shoe up in the air that's going to drop. Exactly. You know, you're grounding, you got them on. You know, well, here's what I want to say. My definition of positivity, I think, is going to be different than the researchers that study pessimism and optimism. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be different. And here's why I think it is. You know, I learned a while ago that if something happens in life, and I've had stuff happen in life, mm-hmm. you know, I had a mom that died when I was 6. I had a sister that died shortly after I lost my job, very unexpectedly. My stepmom died a year later. My mentor died shortly thereafter that. I mean, I know what loss is. Mm-hmm. I know what jobs are. I've lost every job I've ever had. So what does that mean? Well, I think what's happened along the way for me is I've learned that whatever shows up in my life, it's not right and it's not wrong. It just is.
That's right.
See, I think that place in the middle where I'm not jumping up and down like a crazy person, even if I've won the $250 million lottery, if I'm not all about that, and then equally all about losing the ticket in the same hour, can you see the extremes of that?
Yeah,
I got the ticket. I won the lottery. And an hour later, I don't know where I put the ticket. Can you feel the extremes mm-hmm. of those? Mm-hmm. I got the $250 million lottery in this left hand. An hour later, I'm going to collect it and I can't find the ticket.
Yeah. And then part of the story. But you don't. You won? Wow. Yeah, but you don't understand. You don't understand what happened then. It's like... Yeah. I have sort of sometimes this, I don't know, a blank look. And people are, don't you get it? Like they, because that's what we've been taught, that this didn't go right. That went wrong. No, actually that just went. It's the definition we mm-hmm. give it, right? Yeah. It's looking at something and saying, what is this? And that in the work that I do with people, they will come and there's something, it's heavy, it's stuck, and it feels old, like old years. Yeah. And I just say,
it's judgment. It's judgment. I mean, look, Rumi said it better than anybody. Out beyond ideas of right, of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I love that. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. So what he's saying is beyond our judgments.
Yeah.
Beyond our judgments of ourselves first and then each other. He says, I'll meet you there. And then when the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. And you see, we carry the burdens of excessive judgments. They weigh us down. Our hearts are heavy. You know, we are unsatisfied in life. See, if we're willing to give up excessive judgments, if we're willing to give them up, they're exhausting. That's when positivity just rises up. See, there's nothing to hold it down. It's a natural state. I think that's the issue with the shoe dropping. We're waiting for the shoe to drop, but there's nothing that's going to drop. What happens is positivity rises up because it's our natural state. We don't have to work on
it. That's right.
All we have to do is be willing to let go of our judgments, the burden of judgments. Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned in this long life. And that's why the network is doing amazingly well and will continue to do it. We're not in competition with other networks. I don't even know what other networks do. As a matter of fact, I have to ask all of you to tell me, because that's not the place we come from.
No, it's all inclusive. It's expansive. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. what feels good is right. You know, not this extreme high, then drop, then extreme high, then drop. How about we find this place of peace? You said a word earlier, peace. You said a word earlier, hope. You said DNA of abundance. You said the word abundance. But these are just more than words. Can you feel it? Because I got the I got the goosebumps. That's the vibe. These are vibrations. This is living at a higher vibration. This is having just not even an expectation, just being in this state where everything is peaceful, all is well, all is well. If you're up in your head and you're back then, or you're out there, you're not there. We have to be here together in this place, connecting. It's about connection. It's about rising up, but it's also about helping lift others, right? Helping lift others up. And that gift. That is your gift. It's your voice. It's your spirit, but it's also the energy that you bring, that you just you just lift people with you. And that's why it's so powerful to be with you here today. And I'm so honored. And I thank you so much for coming on Positivity Party Radio. I'm going to get a little emotional because that's what I do.
I know.
Because it's a special time. This, you know, folks, if listening right now, I'm telling you that if you're feeling turbulence in your life, Dr. Pat and I were talking about this on break, and I said it to someone today, congratulations, because that means you're alive. It means you're here. You have an opportunity to rise up and to make your life shine. Make this time count. Don't get caught up in the stuff. Don't get caught up in the wrong way, right? This didn't go right. Don't do that. Re-listen to the show. Listen to Dr. Pat's words. And I really want to, again, thank you all for joining me. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for mentoring
me. Thank you.
And if you want more information, please visit bigdreamawakening.com. Get in touch with me. Let me know what you thought of the show. What was it for you, that aha moment, that positive peace? And join us back in November. It's all about feeding your soul. We're going to have some good soul food and getting off the junk food diet that we've been feeding our spirit. We're going to have Casey Thorson here as a guest, and she's an organic cooking coach. Just some amazing things. And thank you, Dr. Pat, for listening to your intuition and giving us this opportunity to be here. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah. Rock on, everybody.
All right. Take good care. Bye for
now. All right. Thank you, everybody.
You're just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.